This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Alleged serious abuses and rights violations in Ethiopia's Tigray region are to be investigated by the UN, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, said on Thursday. The probe, which will be carried out jointly by the High Commissioner's Office and the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, is described as part of the much-needed accountability process for the victims. The development comes after fighting began in the North Ethiopian state on the 4th of November last year between forces loyal to regional power brokers, the TPLF, and national government forces. Serious human rights violations and abuses have been reported, the UN Rights Office said in a statement. It pointed to the multiple actors involved in the conflict and the gravity of the reported violations, and the need for an objective, independent investigation, which will start as soon as possible and for an initial period of 3 months. To Myanmar now, and an appeal from rights expert UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews for greater international pressure to resolve the deepening crisis there that's followed the military coup on the 1st of February. Conditions are deteriorating, Mr. Andrews said on Thursday, warning that the situation will likely get much worse without an immediate, robust response in support of those under siege. To date, more than 120 people have been killed by security forces, according to UN independent rights experts, and the UN Human Rights Office has condemned the soaring death toll. Mr. Andrews underlined the ineffectiveness of sanctions, which have left the most lucrative business assets of the junta unscathed. In a call to UN member states, including those in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the European Union, the United States, and China, the special rapporteur urged them to hold an emergency summit to provide a focused diplomatic solution to the crisis. The Rohingya refugees, who lost everything in a massive fire at a camp in southern Bangladesh, need the world's support more than ever. That's the message from the UN's Emergency Relief Chief, Mark Lowcock, who's released $14 million from a central fund to support thousands of families at Kutu Palong camp in southern Bangladesh. Monday's blaze uprooted more than 45,000 mostly ethnic Rohingya, 11 people died and hundreds are still missing. In a statement on Thursday, Mr. Lowcock described the refugees who fled what top UN officials have likened to ethnic cleansing in Myanmar in 2017 as one of the world's most vulnerable communities. They need our support now more than ever as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to take its toll and with the approaching monsoon season, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator explained. Daniel Johnson, UN News.